This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the value method to stay in patient hearing mode during high-stakes workplace conversations. 5 steps that keep you genuinely listening when every instinct says fight back. In short, patient hearing mode is not passive silence. It is the active, disciplined practice of listening for understanding rather than ammunition. Under pressure, without a clear structure, most people abandon it within seconds. The value method gives you a 5-step framework to stay genuinely present when a difficult conversation threatens to pull you away from listening. Each step builds on the last, moving you from self-awareness through to collaborative resolution. This framework works precisely when the conversation feels hardest, because that is when structure matters most. Definition: patient hearing mode is a deliberate state of sustained, non-reactive listening in which you fully attend to another person's words, tone, and intent before formulating any response. It is the opposite of waiting to reply. You prepared for the conversation. You knew what you wanted to say. Then the other person spoke, and within 30 seconds you were no longer listening. You were defending. You were calculating your rebuttal. You were tracking every unfair thing they had just said. By the time they finished, you'd heard almost nothing that actually mattered. That is what high-stakes conversations do to well-meaning people. The pressure collapses patient hearing mode before you even notice it is gone. Good intentions do not survive the moment. Structure does. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the value method as a 5-step career negotiation framework. But over decades of watching people navigate charged conversations, I have seen it work far beyond salary discussions. It is one of the most reliable tools I know for staying in patient hearing mode when the stakes are high and the instinct to shut down is loudest. Chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time covers the full framework in the context of career advancing conversations. This article teaches you each step in full, shows you how to apply it when you're dealing with difficult people, and gives you a practical plan for making it second nature. Why patient listening collapses without a framework. Most people believe they are reasonable listeners right up until the moment the conversation gets difficult. Then something shifts. The words come faster, the tone sharpens, the body tightens, and listening, real listening, stops. This is not a character flaw. It is biology. When a conversation feels threatening, your brain prioritizes protection over understanding. The amygdala hijack can pull you into reactive mode before you have consciously registered that you are under threat. You are no longer in the conversation. You are in a defense. A framework does not eliminate that pressure. What it does is give you something to hold onto when the pressure arrives. It creates a sequence your mind can follow even when your instincts are pulling in a different direction. That is the whole point of the value method: not to make difficult conversations comfortable, but to keep you functional inside them. Here is what I have observed across 60 years of getting this wrong and slowly getting it right. The people who handle difficult conversations well do not rely on natural talent. They rely on prepared structure. Every single time. The value method. A framework for staying present when it counts. The value method is a 5-step sequence. Each letter stands for a specific action, and each action builds on the one before it. Together, they form a complete system for staying in patient hearing mode from the first difficult exchange through to a productive resolution. Framework 1. We value clarify your unique worth before you enter the room. What it is. The V step asks you to get clear on what you genuinely bring to the situation before the conversation begins. Not what you want to say, not what you want to prove, what you actually offer that the other person needs, what it is designed for. This step addresses the panic that comes from entering a high-stakes conversation without an anchor. When you're clear on your value, you're less likely to become defensive the moment someone challenges you. You have something to return to. How it works. Number 1. Before the conversation, write down 2 or 3 specific contributions you've made that are directly relevant to the discussion. Keep them concrete: a project outcome, a problem solved, a relationship maintained. Number 2. Connect each one to what the organization or the other person actually cares about. This is not about listing accomplishments. It is about aligning your worth with their priorities. Number 3. Hold these quietly. They're not an opening statement. They are your internal foundation. When to use it. Every high-stakes conversation, performance reviews, conflict discussions, pushback on your proposals, anything where your credibility or contribution might be questioned. When not to use it. If the conversation is primarily about the other person's situation, and has nothing to do with your role or output. This step is less relevant. In a pure listening session, your value is not the subject. A worked example. Before a difficult meeting with a manager who's been dismissive of your recent work, you spend 5 minutes listing what that project actually delivered. Projected savings of £1.2 million. 3 cross-team relationships built. A process documented for the first time. You are not going to recite these, but knowing them means you walk in grounded, not rattled. Eamon's note. I used to walk into hard conversations empty-handed and wonder why I always came out feeling diminished. The V step is about filling yourself before you go in, not with pride, with fact. Framework 2. A. Accomplishments prove with specifics, not impressions. What it is. The step asks you to speak about your contributions in quantified, specific terms rather than general impressions. You trade, I've been working really hard, but we reduced the error rate by 30% in 6 weeks. What it is designed for. This step matters when patient hearing mode breaks down because you feel unseen or undervalued. When people feel dismissed, they either go silent or go vague. Neither serves them. Specific accomplishments keep the conversation grounded in reality. How it works. Number 1. Prepare 3 to 5 accomplishments before the conversation. Each one should name the action, the result, and ideally a number. Number 2. Sequence them from most to least relevant to the other person's known concerns. Number 3. Deliver them once, clearly, without over-explaining. Let them land. When to use it. When you need to establish credibility before making a request, or when someone has mischaracterized your contribution and you need to correct the record calmly. When not to use it. Do not front-load this step if the other person is still emotionally activated. If they are not yet ready to hear you, facts will not land. Move to the L and use steps first, then return here. A worked example. You are in a conversation where a colleague is attributing a project failure partly to your team. Instead of saying that is not fair, you say, the timeline our team delivered on was 3 days ahead of schedule. The delay came from the approval process, which was outside our control. Specific. Calm. Documentable. Eamon's note. I watched a brilliant woman get passed over for promotion because she spoke about her work in impressions when she had data she never used. Facts are not aggression. They are clarity. Framework 3. L. Listen, understand their needs before you assert yours. What it is. The L step is the heart of the value method and the hardest one to hold. It asks you to genuinely listen to the other person, including their needs, constraints, and pressures, before you say anything further about your own position. What it is designed for. This is the step most people skip. As I write and say it right every time, this is the most important step, and the one that most people skip. It is designed precisely for patient hearing mode. It slows you down and redirects your attention outward. How it works. Number 1. When the other person is speaking, stop forming your response. Let the response wait. Number 2. Listen for 3 things: what they're saying, what they seem to need, and what constraints they may be operating under that you cannot yet see. Number 3. Ask 1 clarifying question before you respond. Something that proves you heard them. When you say the timeline was unrealistic, what specifically was the pressure point for you? When to use it? Always, and especially when you disagree. The stronger your impulse to interrupt, the more you need this step. When not to use it? There is no situation where listening is wrong. But if the other person is using listening as a power tactic, filling silence to control the room, you may need to use a neutral pause to reclaim space without abandoning attentiveness. A worked example. Your manager tells you that your recent project lacked strategic thinking. Your first instinct is to defend the quality of your work. Instead, you stay in patient hearing mode. You ask, can you help me understand which part of the strategy you felt was missing? What they say next will tell you far more than your defense would have. Eamon's note. Real listening is not silence. It is active restraint. It is choosing, again and again, to stay curious instead of certain. Framework 4. You. Understand, acknowledge their perspective before presenting yours. What it is. The U step asks you to demonstrate understanding of the other person's position out loud before you offer your own. Not agreement. Not concession. Understanding. What it is designed for. This step builds the bridge that makes your perspective receivable. When people feel genuinely understood, they become far more open to hearing something different. Psychological safety in a conversation depends on this kind of acknowledgement. How it works. Number 1. Summarize what you heard in 1 or 2 sentences. Use their language where possible. Number 2. Acknowledge the logic or the feeling behind their position, even if you do not share it. I can see why that timeline would have created pressure for you. Number 3. Only after that acknowledgement do you offer your perspective, when to use it. In any moment where the other person feels unheard or where the conversation has become adversarial, this step often de-escalates a conversation that nothing else has, when not to use it. If the other person has said something factually wrong or potentially harmful, do not acknowledge it as reasonable. You can acknowledge the emotion without endorsing the position. I hear that you are frustrated. I want to address what you have raised directly. A worked example. A colleague is pushing back hard on a process you introduced. You listen to the you step, then you say, it sounds like the new approval process added real-time pressure to your team, and that has been frustrating. I understand that. Can I share what we were trying to solve and see if there is a version that works for both of us? That is the you step in action. Eamon's note. The word understand is powerful not because it is polite, but because it is rare. Most people in a hard conversation feel profoundly unheard, being the one who changes that shifts everything. Distributing this kind of acknowledgement consistently is what empathy bridges and team communication are built from. Framework 5. E. Engage, collaborate toward a win-win solution. What it is? The E step asks you to move the conversation from competing positions toward a shared solution. Not your outcome. Not their outcome. An outcome you can both live with and ideally both benefit from. What it is designed for. This step is the resolution point of patient hearing mode. Everything that came before it, the grounding, the specifics, the listening, the acknowledgement, was preparation for this. Engagement here means working with someone rather than working against them. How it works. Number 1. Name the shared interest explicitly. We both need this project to succeed. That seems like our common ground. Number 2. Invite their input on the solution. What would a workable version of this look like from your side? Number 3. Build on what they offer rather than substituting it with your preferred outcome. When to use it. Once understanding has been established and the emotional temperature has dropped enough for problem solving to be possible, when not to use it. If the conversation has not reached the you step yet, do not jump to engagement. A solution offered before understanding has been demonstrated will feel like pressure, not collaboration. A worked example. After a tense performance review where you have listened, acknowledged, and stayed composed, you say, I would like to talk about what the next 6 months could look like if we set clear targets together. What would you need to see for me to feel confident about where I'm heading? That is engagement. That is the E. Eamon's note. Most people want to get to the solution immediately, but a solution without the 4 steps before it is just a faster way to be ignored. Choosing the right step for the moment. The value method is designed to be followed in sequence, but real conversations do not always move in sequence. Here is a quick guide for knowing where to focus your energy when a conversation gets off track. What is happening? Where to focus? You feel rattled or defensive before the conversation starts. V. Return to your value anchor. Someone misrepresents your contribution. A. Offer a specific, calm correction. You realize you have stopped listening. L. Drop your rebuttal and ask a clarifying question. The other person seems shut down or adversarial. You. Acknowledge their position before asserting yours. The conversation is stuck in competing positions. E. Name the shared interest and invite collaboration. The conversation has gone off the rails entirely. Start at L. Listening re-establishes presence. The most common pattern I see is people jumping from a straight to E, skipping L and U entirely. They present their accomplishments and then move directly to their ask, without ever pausing to understand what the other person actually needs. The result is a technically competent conversation that produces almost nothing. Recovering a conversation that has gone wrong is always harder than holding it together in the first place. When in doubt, return to L. Genuine listening is the reset button for almost every derailed conversation. Where patient hearing mode breaks down in practice. There are 3 places where even well-prepared people lose their grip on patient hearing mode. Knowing them in advance is half the defense. The mistake. Performing listening rather than doing it. Why it happens. When the pressure is high, people focus on appearing calm rather than being present. They nod, maintain eye contact, and say nothing, but their attention is entirely on their next statement. What to do instead? Ask a genuine question. One real question proves presence in a way that silence never does. The mistake. Moving to the E step too soon. Why it happens. Collaborative people want resolution. When they sense an opening, they take it. But if L and U have not been completed, that opening is an illusion. What to do instead? Check whether you have actually acknowledged the other person's perspective out loud. If you have not said it, they have not heard it. The mistake. Using this step as a weapon. Why it happens. When someone attacks your contribution, listing accomplishments can shift from a grounding tool to a defensive barrage. The tone changes, even when the words are factual. What to do instead? Before listing specifics, complete the U step. Acknowledge first, then offer the corrective facts. Delivering a neutral problem statement before presenting your evidence keeps the tone collaborative rather than combative. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building real fluency with the value method over time. A framework read once is a framework that fails under pressure. You have to build it into your muscle memory through consistent, deliberate practice before you need it in a genuinely hard conversation. Here is a realistic four-stage plan. Number 1. Weeks 1 and 2. Name the steps. After any conversation, however small, identify which steps you used and which you skipped. Do this in writing for at least 5 conversations. You are building awareness before you build skill. Number 2. Weeks 3 and 4. Practice L and U in low-stakes conversations. In your next team meeting, try the L step once. Ask one clarifying question before you respond to anything. Notice what changes. Pair this with giving feedback that strengthens rather than breaks team communication, so your practice extends across different conversation types. Number 3. Month 2. Prepare one value sequence for a real upcoming conversation. Write out your value anchor, your 3 accomplishments, the constraint you think the other person is operating under, and your intended acknowledgement statement. Use it. Review how it went. Number 4. Months 3 to 6. Use the framework in a charged conversation without preparation. By this point, if you have been practicing, the steps should begin to arrive naturally under pressure. That is fluency. You will know you have it when you reach the L step instinctively at the moment you most want to talk. The goal, as I outlined in Chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time, is to move from passenger to driver in high-stakes conversations. The value method is the vehicle, but only consistent practice puts you in the driver's seat. Strong fluency also supports the broader conditions your team needs. Honest communication sustained by psychological safety is only possible when individuals have the tools to stay present and non-reactive, and this framework builds exactly those tools. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing mode? Patient hearing mode is a state of deliberate, sustained listening in which you resist the impulse to react and instead stay fully present with what the other person is saying. It requires active effort, especially in tense or high-stakes conversations where emotions run high. How does the value method help with patient hearing mode? The value method gives you a concrete 5-step structure to follow when pressure strips away your natural composure. Each step, from clarifying your value to engaging toward a shared solution, keeps your attention on understanding rather than defending. When should I use the value method in a difficult conversation? Use it whenever a conversation feels charged enough that you might shut down or fight back. Performance reviews, conflict discussions, pushback on your ideas, and any moment where the other person feels unheard are all strong situations for this framework. What makes patient hearing mode so difficult to maintain under pressure? When tension rises, the brain shifts into a protective state that prioritizes self-defense over understanding. Staying in patient hearing mode requires you to interrupt that reflex deliberately, which is exactly what a structured framework like value is designed to help you do. Can patient hearing mode work with genuinely difficult people? Yes, and it matters most precisely there. With difficult people, patient hearing mode often uncovers the constraint, fear, or unmet need driving their behavior. That insight is what makes resolution possible. Without it, you're responding to the surface, not the source. How long does it take to build real fluency with the value method? Most people begin to feel confident with the framework after 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate practice and lower stakes conversations. Full fluency, where the steps come naturally under real pressure, typically takes 3 to 6 months of consistent, intentional use. This much I know for certain: the conversations that shape careers and relationships are really the easy ones. They're the ones where everything in you wants to stop listening and start defending. Patient hearing mode is the courage to stay present in exactly those moments. The value method does not make that easy. It makes it possible, and that is enough to start. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.